Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading out west today, but not the rainy coffee shop west of Portland, Oregon, Seattle. We are going to the dry side of the mountains, the high desert. We are profiling the congressman for Oregon's 2nd District, a district so big you could fit the entire state of Florida inside it. We are talking about Republican Cliff Bentz.
Cliff Bentz is the perfect representative for this district because he is exactly what the landscape demands, a rancher and a lawyer, and not just any lawyer, a water lawyer. In eastern Oregon, water is more valuable than gold. Bentz spent 40 years practicing commercial law, specifically helping ranchers navigate water rights and reorganize their businesses. He is a third-generation Oregonian from Harney County. If you know anything about Harney County, you know it is rugged, isolated, and serious cattle country.
And that background explains why he became such a tactical fighter in the state legislature. Before Congress, he was in the Oregon Senate, and he led one of the most famous political protests in state history.
The walkout. This was huge news in 2019. The Democrats in Salem, who control everything in Oregon, were about to pass a massive cap-and-trade climate bill. Bentz and the rural Republicans argued it would raise gas prices so high it would destroy the trucking and farming industries in their districts. They knew they didn't have the votes to stop it, so they just left. Cliff Bentz and 10 other senators fled the state. They went to Idaho. By leaving, they denied the Senate a quorum. They literally shut down the government to kill the bill. The governor threatened to send the state police to drag them back. It was incredibly dramatic, but it worked. The bill died. That moment proved to his constituents that he would do literally anything to stop Portland policies from crushing rural Oregon.
Now he is in D.C., and he is fighting a new battle, the dams.
The Snake River Dams. This is the biggest environmental fight in the Pacific Northwest right now. There is a huge push to breach these four dams to help salmon migrate. Bentz is the leading voice saying, absolutely not. As chair of the Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries Subcommittee, he holds the gavel on this. He argues that those dams provide carbon-free hydroelectric power for the whole region. Plus, they make the river navigable for barges that carry millions of bushels of wheat to export. He says if you breach the dams, you put thousands of diesel trucks on the highway, which is bad for the climate. He uses his legal background to pick apart the environmental impact statements. He is a very technical fighter.
Let's talk about the district itself, Oregon 2. It is basically the rest of Oregon.
It is two-thirds of the state. It covers everything east of the Cascades and down to the California border. You have the wheat fields in Pendleton, the timber in Medford, and the high desert in Burns. But you also have this weird anomaly, Bend. Bend, Oregon is in this district. It is a booming, wealthy, outdoor recreation town filled with remote workers and breweries. It votes blue. So Bentz represents these hardcore conservative ranchers, and then this island of Patagonia-wearing progressives in Bend. It's a fascinating dynamic.
We can't forget the tech angle. This rural district powers the internet.
Yes, the Dallas and Prineville. These tiny towns have massive data centers for Google and Facebook. Meta. Why? Because of the cheap hydroelectric power from the dams that Bentz is fighting to save. It all connects back to the water. The wheat farmers need the water. The salmon need the water. And your Facebook profile needs the electricity generated by the water. Bentz sits right in the middle of that tangle.
He is the water lawyer trying to keep the lights on and the wheat moving.
And he isn't afraid to leave the state if he has to.
That is our profile for Oregon's 2nd. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.